In that time, they had so much rules from the Greek philosophers, the Romans philosophers, to the religion. More books translated, more new ideologies, and they were able to convince the follower of that madhab that most of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes, instead of they were talking about just a small group of attributes, now they only accept 7 and the rest are not accepted. And the rest are not accepted from the attributes. More philosophy, and add to it that appear in the Muslim world, الشرك في الإلهية, worshipping other than Allah, became an ideas or some practicing of shirk been practiced by some of these people who add or contribute these ideologies to the madhab or the Ash'ari believes and made it part of the spiritual practicing. Such going to grave, going to people who are dead, go ask saints to intercede for you. The same way Catholic practice. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, instead of was separate identity, mixed with the Ash'ari. No doubt in that time, there is a guy, his name, Abu al-Ma'ali al-Juwayni. He used to be called Imam al-Haramain. The Imam of two Haramain, Mecca, Medina. Imam here, Imam there. High rank, high position, well-known person. Imam in Mecca, it means everybody visit Mecca, he sees him. It means he has so much influence in the world, in the Muslim world, who passed 478. Abu al-Ma'ali, this man, before he died, he said, Wallahi, I enter the knowledge of the philosophers and I regret what I have done to myself. I gain nothing from this knowledge. I wish that I'm dying like any ignorant person among the awam. Because he got nothing, because he didn't study Al-Quran with Sunnah. Abu al-Ma'ali, this big name, Imam of Two Haramain, when you read his books, you will know for a fact, as Ibn Taymiyyah said, he never saw Sahih al-Bukhari. He never read Sahih al-Bukhari in his life. The verse of Quran, there's Abu Bakr explanation to this verse. He will leave it and he will say some of those philosophers' opinions about it. And maybe it's been narrated that Abu Bakr or Rasulullah himself said that. But he's so ignorant, he doesn't know what the Prophet, what the companions, what the Tabi'een, what the early Muslim scholars said about it. And he will quote from the philosophers and the people of Al-Kalam. In that time, it became very popular, the madhab very strong. Then the fifth phases, which was the very last and was the worst, it was يعني, by three names, famous names, Al-Fakhr Al-Razi, which has a book, Tafsir, very famous book in Tafsir, Tafsir Al-Razi, Tafsir Al-Kabir Al-Razi, 606 he died. This guy, he said, before he died, نهاية إقدام العقول عقال وغاية سعي العالمين ضلال. He said, the end of all my thoughts, the last thing I reach after all this research and all this studying in my life is worth nothing. And everyone who entered this field, he just misled. And he said, because he entered the philosopher. The religion is not a philosophical thing. The religion is very simple. Quran and Sunnah is very clear. Doesn't need all this complicated. If they follow the way of the Prophet and the way of the companions of the Prophet, they will be saved, but they did not. And he said, وَمَا اسْتَفَدْنَا مِنْ طُولِ بَحْثِنَا. We have collected nothing. After all this research, غَيْرْ أَنْ جَمَعْنَا قِيلَ وَقَالُوا. We only collected, he said, they said, he said, which is nothing. He didn't collect قال الله قال الرسول. And Al-Amidi, very well known. Al-Iji, another big name for whoever has study in this field. Al-Iji passed 756. In this time, you will see that so much of the Jahmis and Mu'tazilis ideas and ideologies were adopted by the Ash'aris. They said clearly, those late, the last phase and last two phases, they said it clearly. They don't feel shy to say, whatever comes in Quran and Sunnah against our logic or our mind, we reject it. It was a rule been set up. Al-Razi in Asas al-Taqdis has a book called Asas al-Taqdis. He said, anything goes against the logic, it has to be rejected. What logic? Their logic. Their logic. And clearly, they refuted so many ahadith, and they said it cannot be accepted. They made fun of it. And the author books to support such things. Read, for example, the book of Badruddin ibn Jama'ah. Even he's a well-known scholar. But he fell in that trap. He author book to refute most of the ahadith which is reported about Allah's names and attributes. Suyuti, Jalal Suyuti, another one who failed in the Ash'ari's beliefs. And also he author a book only to switch and to refute or to give another meaning or to reject most of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes which is came in the ahadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some others. This has become something they start saying it before Ash'aris. They cannot say something like that because they were attached to hadith and sunnah more, the earlier, like al-Bayhaqi, al-Baqillani, Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari. Also started among the last two phases, this idea of attacking the Sahaba and the Tabi'een appeared. And this is the influence of Al-Mu'tazila and Al-Jahmiyyah, because that's what they use. The last two phases of Al-Ash'ari, you see it clearly that they start attacking. And this idea of Madhhab al-Salaf, the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, was safe. But our way, more knowledgeable and more wise. مذهب الخلف أعلم وأحكم. The way we use, the way we deal with Quran and Sunnah, more wise, more knowledge than their way. But السلف, their way was safe. Okay, they believe Allah has hands, Allah has hands. خلاص. They said this is the way of the السلف. This is nothing. Us, we said no. Hand, it means power. It means he doesn't have a hand. He has power. This is, we have the guts to say, it doesn't mean hands. It means power. We tell them, subhanAllah, this is the wisdom you got? They said, yes, this is the knowledge you got. I said, subhanAllah. When Allah Azza wa Jal said to Iblis, to Shaytan, why you didn't prostrate yourself before Adam? And I created Adam with my own hands. What hands here means? They said, power. I said, okay, so what's the point of God saying to Iblis, I created him with my hand? Yani, what's the point that Allah wanna makes by saying that to Iblis? What do you think? What the points Allah was making in when he said to Iblis, I created him with my hand? The point, you following me? Sisters and brothers. The brothers here are kind of lost. I don't know about there. Taib. Or online. The point is Allah telling Iblis, he telling Shaytan, why you would not prostrate yourself before Adam, and he's better than you because I created him with my hand. He's different than you. If hands here means power, God would say, Shaytan would say to Allah, so what? I was created with your power too. And I was created with what? But as Shaitan knows that hands, it doesn't mean power. Hands, it means hands. Because Allah only created Adam with his hands. We tell them, where is the wisdom that you claim that you have? What is the knowledge that you claim to have? Allah said, with my two hands, with my two powers, Allah have two powers.